button pressing thing?
I really like this toy.
What is it? What'd you actually get?
It's a cart. Well, I didn't buy it, but I guess I could buy it, and then I'll stop getting the error message. Are we recording this still?
I love that last thing that somebody said. I waved back. I think I need some sleep.
He's like, I'm not buying it, man. That's
so awesome. Sad. That's the best.
No, I bought what essentially is a cart, or I didn't buy it, but it's a cart machine.
I don't understand what you're saying by that.
Like carts, like
Like for radio DJs or something.
Yeah, and they can just like hit buttons. So yeah, you can
and
like
bottles. Weird.
Are they still seeing this?
Yeah,
or hearing this?
Yeah, don't take your clothes off yet. Or so, do.
But yeah, so I can just drop audio in, and I have like a volume control just for each one. It's,
huh?
It's awesome.
Stupid.
But yeah, so I can. It's so great, like. And it's actually, I have it minimized, and I actually can have a fuck ton more.
Oh, my God.
So many.
I know. It's so great.
So many.
Hey, how about this, then? How about delete all the ones you have and at least get some different ones?
I will. Now that I have this.
I'm so depressed.
You need an Arrested Development one.
I know.
For like,
and Venture Brothers.
When they talk about Anne.
I was
like
looking for Venture Brothers the other night.
You need her as a clip.
Her?
Is she funny?
Yeah, I was looking for Venture Brothers.
She must be funny. Didn't,
oh, Anne. I was thinking about. I was thinking about
egg.
Just
egg. And hog.
Way to plant, egg. Anne. Look, plant we're not talking Anne. About plant. I mean, Anne.
Way to plant.
Yeah, no, I'll add more funny? Now that I can do this. This is fantastic.
Her?
I love this.
You really think that?
Her?
I mean,
my.
She can be the backup.
Oh yeah. What was it, the episode egg. Where she's...
That's our Annabelle.
She's it's playing Anne. Catcher.
She's the belle of the ball.
That's what they call her. They call her the rock? Or they call her like...
No, plant.
Oh, that's yeah, plant.
He said, way to plant, Anne. He goes, look, we're not talking about plant. I mean...
Anne, hog, egg. All of these are used to refer to her.
Poor girl.
Egg? Anne?
She calls it a man egg.
Man
so
egg.
Cute.
It's so cute. Takes a boiled egg. Packet of mayonnaise. Oh, there's a really good animated gif of that, of Michael Cera doing
serious?
That. Like, this whole thing is great.
That's so great.
Fantastic.
This dinner idea, though.
The party. I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
do it.
So genius.
I have to get, like,
you know
RJ's
need to do?
House or something, though. Because
okay.
I
think it's
going to
go
space.
Too far.
I don't have space for it.
But what you need is you need to take all of the stuff out of your cabinets and then put an empty Starbucks cup in one of them.
Yeah. No, I want to go as far as possible, like, having a bag in the refrigerator that says
dead dove,
do not eat, underlined. Like, I want all of that. I want notes left around.
You're asking for some
get
seriously hardcore, like, you should
I really
tell
want to
Eli
this.
Is the
tell
one.
Him about some of the stuff that you were seeing that I didn't even realize that I had not seen.
Oh, there was a, you mean like the Mr. F thing that I saw? Okay, well, there was a Mr. F thing that I caught the other day, and every time I watch this show, I catch something else. There's a part where... It's before the reveal about Mr. F and what it means. And she's there's a We Britain sign, and she's standing in front of it so that it's obscured such that it says We Brain. Seriously, it does.
Oh,
there's an episode where it says, and there's like, I can't remember all the ones that I was telling Eli
about. It's all
about
planned
earlier,
so far in advance.
Every
it's
time
terrifying.
I watch that show, I find something that I haven't seen before that's just, it's foreshadowing, and it's like, oh my God, really? Like...
I started, like, when Buster lost his hand chair, like, a season
right.
before he lost his
yeah.
hand.
Yeah, there's a ton of, God, there's just so much of that kind of shit in that show. I love it.
Let's
I've been,
see what
I've
these...
been rewatching it, so.
Let's see what these jerks are saying on this
what
fucking
jerks?
Chat here.
Oh, are they
know.
Still talking?
Let's
oh,
see.
One
God.
Of them says, in Soviet internets, Denise stalks you.
Oh.
In Soviet internet.
Denise stalks you.
That's awesome.
Ustreamer 46751, I was told this would be a terrible podcast, and please laugh at me. I'm a V-bad guest, so I'm just
oh,
doing
that's
my part.
Oh, that's Jim. That's Jim. He's watching. Jim,
oh.
Why was
yeah.
he told it
from
would be
what?
A terrible podcast?
I told him that I was going to be on it, and that I was terrified to be on a podcast
oh.
in front of a microphone. So
that's not what you said.
I was going to be terrified.
You said you were terrified, not that it was terrible.
Well, you know, that it was going to be terrible because I was going to fuck it all up.
No, you had notes and everything.
I was prepared. I'm prepared for this kind of shit, man. I did my homework.
You know what? Josh is fired. Josh is fired forever. All I got to do is replace Eli with a girl, and then we're set.
Bring up the chat over here in this business. Eli.
Do I know Jim?
Not yet.
No.
Don't say not yet. I'm not going to meet anybody else.
Well, you have to get out of your cave hole every once in a while.
My cave hole? No, I'm staying in.
Get out of that cave hole.
I'm staying in the cave hole.
That's disgusting.
You will not smoke me out of this cave hole.
I don't think you should be in there in the first place. This disease is cave hole.
You should not be in there.
Oh my god. We have to rig somebody's fridge so that it goes far back into the wall. And Eli has to record a video with a broom like a lightsaber.
I have to have the Charlie Brown music available at all at any given moment. Who the fuck ate my hard boiled eggs?
Locos will put it. Wait. Soy loco por los cornballs.
Soy loco por los cornballs. And he's like
choking it.
Wait, wasn't that... So you were talking about like the stuff that you saw. Right. I had never caught the when Tobias was working at Swallows.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
The restaurant.
The leather pony?
Yeah, I never noticed that like his name tag and where the positioning of the name on the vest that he was wearing was the Swallows. And it says Tobias Swallows.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so genius.
Yeah. Tobias is Queen Mary.
Yeah.
Genius show.
There's so many things there that like...
I started rewatching it on Ustream and I made it about halfway through season two and just kind of forgot to pick it back up and I need to finish it.
Oh, yeah. The hot tub food.
Oh, right. No, that's one of the ideas for the food is like microwave dinners.
They're so hot.
Which one?
When
George
when
Sr. gets a hot tub in the attic.
And he cooks all the food.
Oh,
in
the yeah.
I have this list, like this really, really long of like ideas for costumes and ideas for food.
And Pop gets a treat.
It's going
to
be great.
We could have Pop in the attic.
The mere fact that you call it that tells me that you're not ready.
The mere fact that you call it that tells me that you are ready for this. I want to have grown-up fun. Lie down. Rum-dung drubberies and figgy pudding.
Bum Paddle magazine. Yeah.
Real Cricket magazine. Yeah. You should print those out and like have them laying around the apartment. Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's see. No one's commenting. Maybe they stopped listening. Internet, are you gone? Internet, are you there?
Did you
there?
Leave us?
Internet, come in.
Are you there? Can you read us, Lieutenant Internet? This is Bowie back to Bowie. I hear you loud and clear, man. Oh, yeah, man. I think David Bowie is so funny. I think, like, I'm serious. I think as David a Bowie source so of comedy material, he is just...
He's David Bowie. I mean,
he is overflowing with possibilities. Like when they, in the episode of Fly the Conchords with Bowie... Where he visits them in three different incarnations of himself.
1986 David Bowie from the movie Labyrinth.
Yeah, I know. Does that freak you out, Brett? Is it a freaky dream, Brett?
No.
I had a really freaky dream one time. I remember what he said, but he's the other guy, Jermaine's much better at doing Bowie.
Oh, God, he painted lightning bolts on his wanger.
Right.
Man, I have to watch this.
Fuck no, this show's great. Flight of the Conchords is one of the best.
I keep meaning to. And they're seriously, like all over these
it.
Music magazines.
I don't have you. I don't have any more advice for you, Brett. I've given you all my good advice.
I'm terrible.
I meant for you to put on makeup, Brett.
On your face, Brett.
On your face. I've got a party to go to, Brett. Do you want to know where it is? sure. It's in space. I'm already 20 minutes late, Brett. Does that freak you out, Brett? No, not really.
No, not really.
I'm pretty far out. That's pretty far out, man. You're coming in on my LSD screen. Jamming out with the Mick Jagger knots. And they think it's pretty cool, man.
One of my favorites is the I'm Not Crying. Where he's making a lasagna.
I haven't seen that
one.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, my God. You have to watch it. All of their songs are on YouTube. You can get them all. You can see everything on YouTube. Have you not seen the show? Like all
not
of the
all
show?
Of it. No, I've seen maybe three or four episodes
on
worth.
You've
got to watch all of the show. Like everything is gold.
Oh, I must have screwed my chat up because it's not refreshing. Oh, there's the rest of it.
Wait, which comment?
I imagine Joel making an ad with
by Ustreamer 8842. That last long one that he sent.
Oh, get someone to play the Martin Short character.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What was Uncle Jack's?
Dragon.
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 Dragon. Shoot
it's
me.
It's something the body does when you shake it.
It's natural. It's natural. Pay no attention.
Oh, my God.
Dragon, swoop me.
The nuts!
No, dragon!
Those nuts.
Oh, that's good times. Oh, he was so funny in that.
Everybody who was on that show turned out to be like genius.
That's like, true.
Yeah.
Christ, is this still going? This is still going?
Well, the podcast is over, Meekman. But now we're just shooting around. The shit. Whatever. You know?
You don't have
know.
To stay.
I don't have anything better to do. It's Friday night. I'm a man. Fucking nerd. What am I going to do?
I got 310 to Yuma.
I want to watch the rest of this.
The rest of this podcast?
The found footage stuff.
Oh, we can go hook it up to the TV if you want to.
It's so good. Oh, my God.
Do you have a DVI out?
You won't even believe how good the found footage festival is.
Yep.
You'll want to cry and laugh.
I don't see it.
All at once. It's amazing.
Yeah, we can hook that up to the TV.
But you're going to go drinking.
Rez says
it's just her back.
Why?
You don't have to take me.
You got nowhere to go. She's already done all her drinking.
He's right. He's
Look
right.
at the evidence.
He's my ride. So,
tink, 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 tink.
Let's see how many were mine.
It's just post-sex conversation. I like that.
No, that was mine.
This is yours.
Yeah. I had one.
That's four. That's not bad. I only had three before I came.
You should have brought my wine.
Nardex says, I want to watch the podcast crew watching this podcast.
We kind of are.
I think we are, because I'm actually watching the video. And it freaks me out because I move and it doesn't happen for. Oh, there it happens.
My God. Oh, wait.
You want to get your mind blown?
That's yes. so weird. Okay,
give it, oh, hang I on. Don't want to do that. That's weird and creepy.
You're weird. And... Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no.
Oh, God. That's scary.
Do it again, but turn it way down.
It's like from Evil Dimension.
Never, ever, no. Never, ever, no. Never, ever.
Today. I consider myself.
I consider myself.
You can like we can do some like
terrible.
Terrible. It's kind of awakened. Do it. 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 Do
it. People are actually listening to this.
Number nine.
I think
number
I might nine. Be high right now.
Number nine.
The system.
Number nine.
The system.
Number nine.
The system.
Number nine.
Is down.
Is down.
Is down.
I have a, you know what we should do one time? Oh, turn that off. I have a pedal that loops. I have like a sampler pedal.
Yeah.
And you can hook it up to a guitar, a microphone, or anything. And one time I did the system is down live.
Wow.
You just record it for like four bars and then hit repeat and then you just record loop like 16 channels.
That was like when I went to go see, what's that, Imogene
Heap?
Mm-hmm. I saw her perform at the Lakewood Theater and that blew my mind. Yeah, I went with Josh.
Lakewood?
Yeah.
I worked at the Lakewood.
See, I'm convinced.
When I was younger.
I'm convinced that all geeks and most
gay
nerds
bingo.
Have worked at a movie theater.
The gay
Not
bingo.
Me.
I haven't.
Gay bingo?
Most.
What's
Every
gay
month
bingo?
We had the gay bingo. It's exactly what it sounds
oh,
like.
Oh, it's like bingo for gays.
Oh, 69! It's great. We had drag queens on roller skates who were the nicest people that I've ever met in my
what
life.
What was a movie theater
Why
having to do with
I
any of that?
I heard about this.
Okay, no, the Lakewood, okay, the Lakewood Theater is it's an old theater. It was built in the 40s. It's like an Art Deco style kind
sure.
of theater. And
it's where our best friend
is where we saw Zach Galifianakis?
It's one
yes.
screen.
And it's
yeah,
actually.
Okay. One screen, one stage. Like, that's it. But they were renting at the time that I worked there, which is when most of my friends in high school worked there. They rented it out for special events, so we did everything from like corporate meetings to weddings to the Polyphonic Spree show to the gay bingo, all kinds of crazy shit. And it's a
singer on here says gay bingo in Charlotte, North Carolina used to be hosted by Shalita Ham.
Wow,
that's pretty funny.
Alex actually had
great.
His reception there.
I don't get it.
Really. Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, it was actually
I worked there for almost a year, and the guy who owned it at the time was this crazy, like, coke addict guy, and our check started bouncing, so we all quit.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it came under new management, and they redesigned, like, the interior and all that kind of stuff, but, yeah, I actually worked there.
I had a friend who, oh, sorry.
There was a guy who was bludgeoned to death behind it, and the next day we had to help, like, clean up stuff. That,
okay, I can't top that story. So carry on.
Yeah, none of my service merchandise stories have
You win
bludgeoning.
That one.
Yeah. Interesting job. Okay. Bludgeoned to death. Brain matter.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's yeah. like that
great job. It was
Sunny
great
in
job.
Philadelphia episode where some guy died in the bar.
I need season 2 of that. Or season
3.
I haven't seen season 3. at all.
Neither have I. We need to get on that. Josh has it. Josh has all of cable.
Yeah, he's not here.
Well, he has all of cable downloaded somewhere.
He has the entire internet downloaded.
Entire television internet.
So get this just really quick. When we were talking about work stuff.
Yeah.
They were talking about PC and how like PC games are like so pirated.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about how Unreal Tournament.
Thread was unbearably.
Yeah,
long.
I know. Unreal Tournament sold about 500,000 copies.
Shut up, guys.
And in their latest patch, 4.5 million patch people tried to download their patch.
Delete.
The numbers.
Oh right. Okay.
So don't add up,
yeah. Dude. That's just the nature of the beast.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's why we're focusing only on Xbox from now
that's
on.
That's right.
Fuck you, internet. Actually, fuck you, Josh.
Yeah, I like that Josh would like you to buy video games so he could make a living, but he's never paid for any other kind of media.
Right.
Which is weird, though. You know what, though? Josh is he's the reason that piracy is not as bad as you think it is, because he also spends thousands of dollars on owning movies.
That's true, actually.
And going to movies, and going to concerts, and...
He's affecting the Key Grips and the Best Boys.
Whatever.
And
fuck them.
Did you remember seeing those trailers?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I paint
before
sets.
And
don't steal my money.
And they show the guy, like, the union guy plugging into the wall. And I plug in electricity. That's all I do.
And I'm in a union. I do that. And then 8 hours, I stand around and get paid.
Am I done now?
Are we done?
We're on break.
Actually, I'm done. You guys can stick around, but I'm done.
Actually, we're on break.
And if you pirate stuff, I can't get paid for my 8 hours on the dot.
Right. No, it's pretty shitty.
It is shitty.
You just gotta go with it. Well, for instance.
Dude, okay, figure out the math for $49.99 times, I don't know, 3.5 million units.
Yeah, but here's the deal. And this is why it doesn't matter. Okay, this is why it doesn't matter, 3.5 million units. Because they weren't going to buy it anyway. It never would have been your money.
They would have rented it.
Doesn't
well,
matter.
Why the hell am I making it then?
Don't worry about it.
That's a question for you.
Make it for the
about.
Make it for the people that are going to buy it. But the people that are going to steal it were going to steal it anyway. Nothing you can do about that.
Like, you wouldn't steal a car, so why would you steal a DVD?
Because it's smaller and it's easier. It's digital.
It's like this weed commercial.
Yeah, the moment I can download a car, I am totally doing it.
You
yeah,
see that
as
one
soon as that can happen.
Yeah.
Done.
You see that one weed commercial where the dog starts talking to the girl? It's like, this is because you're high or something.
Oh,
I'm like,
the animated.
Fuck yeah,
movie.
I want my dog to talk to me.
Let me go find a panda.
Dude, you're talking. What the fuck?
Talk panda.
No,
talk.
And he's like, he says, I'm disappointed in you. And she's like, oh, fuck.
My dog's talking to me. I must be really
what
fucking hot.
Yeah, actually, I just downloaded my new car and printed it out on a 3D printer.
Awesome.
Yeah,
how long
just
did that take?
Use some tape to put it together.
No, but the crack dies every 30 days, so I've got to keep finding new passwords for it. Dude, you want to hear something bad? Okay, so ever since I've had a Mac, I'm like, whoa, I'm paying for software. Like, what the fuck's going on?
What?
Before we had big, gigantic, crazy hard drives, I would have, like, DVDs full of pirated Windows software I didn't even want or use. I just had it. I mean, like, yeah, whatever. And on a Mac, I'm like, whoa. Now, the staples... Oh, again, let me preface this by saying this is all conjecture. None of this is true. I pay for everything. But in a fictional world where I don't, no one's going to buy an Adobe product. It's too fucking expensive. No one, you can't.
They make all their money off of corporate licenses anyway.
Yeah, and
they
let
don't
them.
Make their money off of individual users.
Adobe would have the same problem. Adobe would release a Photoshop patch and they'd be like, okay, we've sold 500,000 copies of CS3. Oh, a trillion people just downloaded the patch for CS3. Because I'm not going to buy a $1,500 software package. No. But anyway. So since I've had a Mac, I'm like, wow, I kind of want to support these independent Mac developers. Their software is like $10 and it's really useful. So I had to burn a CD instantly. I had to. It was for my mom and she had to go. And I told her, if I go to jail because I downloaded Rascal Flatts for you, I'm going to be very upset. I at least want it to be something worthwhile, not fucking Rascal Flatts. But I was like, iTunes makes you do like 5 loops before you can actually burn a CD. I never have to burn CDs for myself. So like, I'm going to download this program I've heard about and try it out. So I downloaded it off of BitTorrent and I installed it. and it's called Disco. And as soon as you start burning, the app starts smoking. Like, smoke is coming out of it like it's burning. And I'm like, that is so fucking cool.
Wow.
They just made me want to give them money. It's only $20. I'm like, I'm totally going to buy that.
Oh, like, I'm totally going to buy this cart machine. Because I think it's like $20.
Yeah.
And somebody made it specifically for the Mac.
And if Photoshop was $100... whole lot more people would buy it.
I'd buy it.
You know, it's funny. I just went to this GMax, which used to be a generic version of 3D Studio Max, which was free. They got rid of it because
they want people to pay.
Well, the thing was is like because people like when I was going to art school, the only place I could work on 3D Studio Max was at school. But I needed to work at home. I had to work at home.
Oh yeah.
So I found an educational version that I could use at home. Educational
sure.
version that I could use at home. Because, I mean, this is a $3,500 piece of software.
Hey, here's a good question from Dr. Pepper MD. If video games were $20, would they sell three times as many? Absolutely.
Yeah, they would.
In a fucking heartbeat.
Likely.
But it's the same reason...
People... Think about this.
Does it even out or does it sell more?
It's the same thing like DVDs. Like, you know, Blu-rays.
It'd be a trickle-down effect. I think you really would see an increase because what you're facing right now is not everybody's this rich kid. And so if they've got $60, they have to choose very carefully.
Yeah, they do.
And if there's two games coming out this month, they can't afford both of them.
No, and I don't blame them for being somewhat picky because, yeah, $60 is kind of expensive for that stuff. But at the same time, like, times are a changing, and we were talking about this the other day because we're having to make things work for high-end definition televisions, mm-hmm. but yet at the same time we have to make sure that our customers that are still using CTRs,
CRTs.
That the game or yeah CRTs, the game looks
no
okay.
PBBs,
whatever.
No,
whatever.
Stop.
I give up.
Stop.
But it's like we still have to cater to those Divers. People. Like,
you know what though? It's just, like the digital. It's like the digital conversion. Tell them fuck it. After February, get a new TV. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, then we're telling like screwed. Part of our customer base who maybe is college student only has a 27-inch tube TV that only costs $200 to buy.
Are they in hell?
Because you know we're not the total end of the problem. Like the problem is also is
make
that,
two versions like DVDs, make a cropped version of the game.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that would be so painful
with bars on the side.
Trolling. Yeah, who's trolling? That?
Jim is trolling.
Who is he on here?
Mad Jackman Mad. He's trolling. Look at him troll.
Video games are boring. People make it's them Jim. Are dumb.
It's Jimmy's trolling.
Jim needs to come hang out and have some beers.
Yeah, come to Little Elm. It's not very far.
It's very far.
It's far. It's
trolls
really
are smelly.
Far.
Don't tell the internet how to get to my house.
Oh yeah, no, immediately.
I don't want them talking about my wife's hotness, and I don't
go
want
to Little
them,
Elm. Take a left, take a right, and you're there.
That's almost correct. Just by saying go to Little Elm, they're close enough. 20,000 people here; they'll find me eventually.
It's at 1800 Internet Drive.
Yeah,
but yeah, like I remember. This
I'm at Internet headquarters.
I remember this conversation when I was in art school, and they were talking about how like. The reason why the United States hadn't gone to high-definition television was because a lot of TV studios or a lot of TV companies wanted to be subsidized for... They're like, so we have hundreds of thousands of tube TVs laying around. You're going to give us money for those? The government's like, no.
You mean people that make TVs.
Right. Who make TVs and have them in warehouses. And the government's like, no, we're not going to do that. And they're like, well, we're going to keep charging like $10,000 in for an HD TV. This is like back in 98, 99. I mean, the problem still exists today.
You remember, I read an article in the actual printed newspaper, which tells you how dated this is, about the... look, if anyone's familiar with printed information, it's you.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
So they...
they're going to triangulate your signal to find
this was place. This was in the Beaumont Enterprise, where I was grown in a vat, that the first plasma TV had come out ever, the first one ever... And whoever made it was Toshiba or somebody, Panasonic, I think, was taking it on tour around the country so people could actually see what it was like to have a plasma TV. It was maybe 50 inches, I think. It was $55,000. And it was for sale.
Wow.
You could buy one. They would make you one. They'd make one and give it to you.
I remember going to Fry's and they had, I think it was like about a 50-inch, I don't know if it was plasma, but it was about $23,000, I had just bought a Ford Taurus earlier that year for $18,000.
Can I drive and fly this?
Yeah.
And it feeds me?
I'm just basically going to sit in front of this giant TV just going...
Well, I remember when they started getting into stores, they were about 10 Gs. That was pretty common.
That was amazing to me. Yeah. I was like, even back then, I mean, granted, everything was a little bit cheaper.
A guy that I
worked... 10 fucking grand?
Yeah. A guy that I worked with bought a 50-inch Panasonic plasma that was like open box on sale, and it was $8,500. A year and a half later, I bought mine for $1,700. And it was better than his.
You have a good TV, don't you, Allison?
What?
You have a good, nice TV, don't you?
It's not mine.
Do you have the Flintstones TV? There's like a bird inside it pecking stone. And
no. Yeah, actually. No.
I have the...
I don't know what you mean by TV.
TV. I have a monitor.
She has
like a big-ass monitor.
She has paper that she draws shows on and like makes them do things. And then Jerry said to Elaine, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's George.
I like how I have the high definition, but I'm still behind the...
TV.
I'm behind the times because I have a...
I can't believe you have a high-def CRT.
Yeah, I have
Throw
a 36-inch
fucking window.
CRT.
Throw it out the goddamn window.
You know what,
window.
The one that you have isn't a CRT, but it's a... I don't fucking know. I didn't
It's an LCD.
Yeah.
I think it is.
No, it's not an LCD.
So it's either plasma or it's a DLP.
It's DLP. Yeah. It's DLP.
Well, the thing is, though, it's like,
it's
yeah,
nice,
I'm...
but it's not like... I'm archaic
having a fucking tube.
The forum's going through quotes from Back to the Future now. Make like a tree and get the hell out of here, butthead.
Wow. Get out. Stop talking.
That's pretty funny.
Cigarette.
Yeah, a cigarette does sound pretty
good.
Let's
go have one.
Eli, how is it that you smoke? Because you smoke... like twice a day.
Yeah.
I'll be around you for 14 hours and you won't even smoke once.
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
It's the beer.
What threshold of non-addiction have you reached?
I smoked in high school, but then I stopped. And then when I moved up here, I stopped smoking weed. When I moved
different.
Up here.
That's a different story.
It's a different story, but it's only because I didn't have a buyer and I was scared. I didn't know who to buy from. And I thought that everybody around the corner was going to bust me.
Oh, that's awesome.
I stopped smoking then, but I stopped smoking cigarettes and everything in general. But then getting near graduating art school, I started smoking again because of the stress. And I was like, this is the only way I could relax.
Right, but how
first,
are you now?
First semester I got to college.
The thing
that made me start smoking was...
How are you able to partially smoke? I don't even understand the physics and chemistry behind that.
Hard. It's not that hard, actually.
I'm a partial smoker, too.
I've only known, like, three people in my life that have been able to accomplish that.
It's only... Whenever I smoke the most is when I go out to a bar to drink.
Yep.
Because you almost can't help it. It's like hand in hand.
You have to.
It's like you have beer and you want to smoke.
There's no...
Doing this setting... I don't know what it is. When I'm in a very comfortable setting and we've just had a lot of beer and we're just talking, like, I want to just go outside and smoke and keep talking. I don't know what it is about...
So if we could, like, take these...
I learned pretty quick when I used to sell mortgages that if I wanted to A, have any social interaction that didn't make me want to kill myself, and B, learn all the shit that was going on, I had to be outside with the smokers.
Yep.
So a buddy of mine that was a fucking chain smoker, every time I'd see him leave to smoke, I'd get a cup of coffee and just go with him. And then people were like, eventually, I was always out there because there's the other part. Smokers were allowed 40 breaks a day. I was allowed 1 hour long lunch, and there was no questions asked.
That's right.
So I just like grab a cup of coffee and follow the smokers to the corner, to the cul-de-sac out back where they all smoke.
Hang out with smokers.
Pretend you smoke.
That's right.
The best part was like half the managers
smoke.
I
would tell people I was cutting back. They're like, "You got to light," and I'm like, "No, I'm trying to quit. Just coffee for now. Just coffee." Yeah, I'm just cutting back. But the managers would be out there smoking though, and it's like if you smoked, you were cool. So like I can trust you. So they'd be like, "We're firing half your team today. You're safe, but
you're cool. Fuck that guy.
Oh, gosh.
Fuck that
crazy.
Guy. Fuck that guy. He's cool.
Hey.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, but that guy that sits next to you is gone. He's going to be gone tomorrow. Oh, got a load of smoke." And I'm like, I'm kind of glad I'm
that's what, I don't know. I sit in front of a computer screen building stuff all day, And about every 2.5, maybe 3 hours, I'm like, I need a break. I got to stand up and I got to get out of like the office for just a minute. Get downstairs, go smoke. And
there's a double standard there, because if you didn't have that vice, you wouldn't have any reason. And I've always had that problem where I've worked where, you know, it sucks that even your managers know this and the bosses know this. Everyone at every company knows how you should be allowed to work, but they don't necessarily practice it. So everyone knows that you work best if you can take frequent breaks. Mm-hmm. If you don't work for probably more than 45 minutes at a time, take a 10-minute break, clear your head. A 2-hour lunch every once in a while isn't going to kill anybody. You'll get more done. Most people, and this actually, I read a couple of articles about this. It was funny. Some of the most successful companies allow their employees to work like 3 days a week.
Pixar.
Pixar is one of them. Or 4-hour days or 6-hour days. And they get so much more accomplished because they're focused. And I was like, holy shit. If I was at work for 10 hours, I bet I did 3 hours worth of work. And that was an acceptable work week, you know? Like, so it doesn't take that long. But if you're not a smoker, you have to come up with a reason.
Sorry.
So I would always, like, volunteer for, like, errand jobs or whatever. Like, oh, we're out of paper. I'm going to go get some.
Well, you know, it is funny because that is one thing I do like about work, is that we do allow people to do that. Because people who are non-smokers, they are allowed a break. To get up and walk around at any given point, as long as
at your job,
yeah, that's
but nowhere that I've ever worked.
That's what I like about where I work. At my last job at the print shop, fuck no, they were like, you sit there and you work, and when you take your lunch, your hour lunch, you clock the fuck out, and you better not take a full hour. Like you better like be back within the hour, and that was every day. I was like, my lunch consisted of about a 35-minute lunch, and I spent another like 20 trying to eat and work. And at least here, it's like some guys want to get up and go play an arcade for like 15 minutes.
And they can.
They can, because I know that they're going to get their shit.
Yeah, when we were doing voiceover recording for the second Brothers in Arms, I was there with Mikey and Jeff Cribbs. Who's he, Red, in the game?
No, Jeff Cribbs is Mac.
Mac? Okay. And a couple other guys that either work with you or worked on the project or whatever. And we get done recording, and first off, that's a pretty loose definition of work anyway, you know? The work involved is, try it this way. Okay, do it that way. I mean, there's no set time. It's going to take however long it takes, and you're going to do it right. And then it was done. We all played foosball for like an hour. And you have to understand that, like, if you own that company or whatever, that everyone is happier, and they're going to work harder because they know they can stop and play foosball if they need to or something.
Well, that's the thing, though, also, is like if you know you're going to spend like 15 minutes going out to play Haggy Sack, you know you're going to like make up those 15 minutes by either working harder or actually physically staying an extra 15 minutes to get your shit done. But during the day of having to sit there going, make it blue.
Yeah.
A little more blue. Actually, make it like navy blue. No. Gunmetal blue. No, actually... Let's go ahead and you go through that many iterations that it starts to drive people insane. Yeah. And I have to do that as a lead. I'm just like, do it the other way. No, do it that way. You know what? That first way you did it, that's probably best.
Go back to
it. It looked really good in game like that. And then, no, actually, you know what? We're going to go ahead and just cut that out.
The whole thing got cut.
Yeah, we're taking that out.
The same thing happened to me,
not
though.
In the game anymore.
The Nazis are out. No Nazis. The same thing happened to me, though. I recorded for the first Brothers in Arms, like, maybe a grand total of like, I don't know, 20 pages of dialogue.
Sure.
And all of it got cut.
Yeah.
Basically all of it. All the cutscenes that I was in got cut.
I can't even begin to tell you how much work I've done on this game that won't be ever seen.
Yeah.
It's a lot. A lot of last summer we had to cut for whatever reasons, technical or just time.
Who are you talking to, Allison? A guy you work with?
In a gym.
Tell him to IM you on your piece of paper.
I don't. It's not fast enough. I'm sorry. I'll join the conversation. I want to go have a cigarette. Let's go do that real quick. And then
are we done then?
Unless you guys want to talk about.
I'm not going to leave Denise alone with the internet.
Unless you guys want to talk about the X-Files stuff we're doing at Rick's.
What are you talking about?
It.
Oh, there are 8 episodes that leads up to the movie, and we're watching the metrics. That is all. That's not much. Yeah. That's not
there are 8 selected episodes. They're not in any.
We saw the first 4.
It's like season 1. Then you jump to like season 3. Then you jump to like.
Who
season
said
4.
This? The internet said these episodes,
yeah.
Or
yeah, the movie said or something.
All right, internet. This is the end of the post show for episode 19.
Peace out. Suck it.
Bye, internet. Yeah, fuck off. Shit.
I'll post this up on the vault later, vault.hijinksensue.com. And thanks for hanging out. Thanks for, wow, there's actually more people here now than there were when we started. So we're out. Where's my thing where I turn this off? Let's see. It's right over.